5 o'clock, hundreds feared dead in one of the world's worst earthquakes.
Houses being swept away, ships being washed up on shore, all this really crazy stuff.
We hear from Northwest families waiting for news of their loved ones.
It's almost like two huge hands have got hold of the house and just shake it.
And...
My name is Raoul Moat. Now, my girlfriend has been having an affair behind my back.
Moat's henchmen are found guilty. I'm Jenny Cunliffe. Japan has been rocked by a devastating earthquake and swamped by a giant tsunami.
It was difficult to walk across the room. All kinds of things falling off shelves, falling off the walls. It was quite violent.
Hundreds of people are feared dead. The offshore tremor measured 8.9 and sent a 10-meter-high wave crashing into northeastern Japan. It swept away ships, buildings and trains. A state of emergency was declared at a nuclear power station where the cooling system failed. Former Real Radio producer Scott Myers is stuck in Tokyo where the transport system's in meltdown.
A lot of people have gone underground to stay warm because it's very cold in Tokyo tonight. But there is some people still out on the streets watching Japanese TV on the big screens. And one of the worst things I've seen today is just people really emotional and weeping because of what they're seeing on TV.
You can read Scott's full story on our Facebook page. We're called Real Radio Northwest. Japanese teacher Yuko Howells lives in Cheshire, but she has family in Tokyo.
As soon as I heard it's Tokyo, my friend told me it's Tokyo, I kept crying. I started crying, but I managed to calm down. When I heard about it from someone else first, I just kept hoping, no, it's not in Tokyo, it's not in Tokyo. But I felt, I was really worried.
The tsunami is spreading across the Pacific Ocean and has now hit Hawaii, but no damage has been reported there. Matthew Tapasoa lives in Salford. His family are on the island of Samoa, right in its path. He's desperate for news they're safe.
I've heard from my sister-in-law, but for the rest of my family, I'm still waiting on them. And that's the frustrating thing, because you really want to hear that they're safe, that they've made the move to the highlands.
The Queen sent a message of sympathy to the people of Japan. She's expressed her sadness at the tragic loss of life. Meantime, Britain's seeing what it can do to help the people of Japan. Real Radio's Juliette Spare has more.
Foreign Secretary William Hague's been chairing a meeting of the government's Emergency Cobra Committee.
We're in touch with the government of Japan to offer our assistance, and we've just been reviewing what assistance we could provide. That may take the form of humanitarian assistance or search and rescue teams.
Peter Stevenson from Rochdale coordinates the UK's rescue team. He says they're ready and waiting to help.
There's things that we are putting in place at the moment, like we'll ensure all our equipment is ready, which it is. Hopefully, Department for International Development will be trying to source an aircraft and a departure place, because it may not be Manchester. It might be Heathrow, Gatwick or the East Midlands.
And he says they're more than prepared if they need to fly out to Japan.
We'll take all heavy specialist rescue equipment which is used on buildings that have collapsed.
If you're worried about relatives in Japan or the Pacific Basin, there's a helpline number. It's on our website, realradio.co.uk.
Real Radio.